if you're doing something wrong, then you aren't doing what you
know is right.
Okay, if you're doing something wrong, you aren't doing what you blank to do.
You ought to do.
Okay. If you saw a boy getting a whipping, and you think it's justified, you might say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
If you're going to reply in the negative now, let's say, or in refusing in a very strong way, you might say to somebody, no matter how many times you ask you to do that, and you're going to refuse. Saying,
I can't do it.
Well, it's saying, say you've made up your mind not to do it.
Oh, I won't do it.
Mm-hmm. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping, or you know, your daughter or son-in-law was standing around without helping, you turn around to them in exasperation and say, well, you...
I'd have given him a hand.
Oh, this is one of those grammar things. Now, here, in this situation, we're suggesting the possibility of being able to do something. You know, you think maybe it's possible, and you might say, I'm not sure, but I
think I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Or you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the yard work finished.
I will get the yard finished.
What do you call the kind of bird that sees in the dark?
Oh, now.
What about the little one?
The little screech owl?
Yeah. Do you have any other kinds around here?
Yeah, we have the hoot owls, too.
What's the difference between a hoot owl and a screech owl?
Screech owl's much smaller,
mm-hmm.
and his voice is much shriller and more common. And the hoot owls are usually much larger, and in the, back in the deep forest.
Hmm. What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, the woodpecker.
Okay, have you ever heard, do you know of different kinds of woodpeckers?
Well, I know there's a redhead woodpecker, and there is some more, but I don't know the names of them.
Okay, have you ever heard a term like woodpecker being used to talk about people or any class of people being compared to woodpeckers?
No, his head. No, I don't guess so. A woodpecker. Oh, a redhead person.
Uh-huh.
It says redhead is peckerwood. I've heard that expression.
You've heard the expression peckerwood there, eh?
Yeah. Redhead is peckerwood. You know, a redhead peckerwood is really red. It's a bright red.
Uh-huh. What's the kind of...
They have one peckerwood that's that family that looks just like a peckerwood, only he's about 4 or 5 times larger than the redhead peckerwood. He's the same color as the redhead peckerwood. And we used to call him an Indian hen.
A what?
Indian hen.
And he was a specially large woodpecker?
Oh, yeah. They're not as big as a raven.
Hmm.
But they're the same color and all as a woodpecker, and peck the trees just like a woodpecker, and build their nest and raise the little ones in the hollow tree.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I didn't know about that.
But now that, he has a scientific name, but I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh. And which was the preferred term, peckerwood or woodpecker?
A woodpecker. Red-headed woodpecker is what we use. So.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of black and white animal that's got a powerful smell?
Oh, skunk. Mm-hmm.
What do you call...
A polecat, too. I've heard called polecat, yes.